This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let us dig right in, shall we? Find out what the heck happened this week in business and the economy, and more to the point, why it happened. For that, we've got Jolene Kent from Fox Business, also Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville. Hello, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hi. Happy
All right,
Friday.
Joe, happy Friday to you, too. Let me ask you first, Joe. The European Central Bank this week started what is known as quantitative easing. It has been, I think it's fair to say, a long time in coming. Why did it take the Europeans so long to do what the American Fed did 4 or 5 years ago?
Well, it sounds like they really got to a point where they had to do something, and they actually did more than what was generally expected, 60 billion euros a month starting in March, ending, you know, September 2016. But what's really interesting here to me is how this is going to affect the U.S. markets and what this is going to do to U.S. companies that really primarily face the eurozone or face international markets. You know, it's not good necessarily for the euro and its value.
Right. Not good for the euro. The dollar is much stronger now, Cardiff, right? So exports, as we talked about a little bit yesterday, exports are going to be a little trickier.
Yeah. And by the way, it might be time to book that trip to Spain or France if you've been putting that off as well.
Are the mechanics of quantitative easing harder over there? I mean, he's got all those sovereign central banks to wrangle. Mario Draghi does.
They certainly are a little bit more complicated, and that's part of the reason I think they waited a while. Another part of the reason, by the way, to add to what Joe said, is that they had to wait for the banking system to become a little bit healthier to get fixed, because part of the way this is supposed to work is that it's supposed to incentivize the banks to lend more. They probably weren't going to do that until their balance sheets were in better shape. So, yeah, quantitative easing is a little bit more complicated over there, but I do think it's going to have some best beneficial effects. And they really did get to the point where economic growth was so weak and inflation was so low, and in fact it had tipped into deflation, that they really had to do this.
Mm-hmm. Joe, quickly on this and then we'll move on. Do you think it's going to take, like as it did here, 4 to 5 years to see any results over there?
Well, it sounds like they don't want it to. They're giving it, what, a year and a half to do it. But it is such a complicated situation. We'll talk about Greece later, but that definitely factors into it. And, of course, the Fed is watching this very closely as they go into that meeting next week.
Yeah, you saw my notes. Did you know we were going to Greece later? Is that what's going on?
I heard. I was craving Greek food.
So, Cardiff, we're going to have a piece from Stephen Beard in Athens in just a couple of minutes. But I want to ask you, in advance of that vote this weekend, do you believe this is necessarily the end of the Greek discussion about the eurozone? I mean, it's deeply troubled over there. Are we done finally now?
You mean the beginning of the end, I guess, is what it would be. I mean, I feel like I hit my head and woke up in 2012 or something. It's unbelievable we're doing this again. Look, it's still the case that a Greece leaving the eurozone is bad for Greece and bad for the rest of Europe. So my sense of it is that they're going to push hard to arrive at some kind of a compromise. But the problem is that the more often these things happen, the greater the chances that it's going to slip through at some point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's worth being worried about for the next few months.
Joe, let me bring it back here for a minute. The State of the Union was Tuesday night. The president spent plus or minus two-thirds of an hour or so long speech on the economy. I think you can fairly call it a victory lap, right? Taking credit for the economy. Does he deserve the credit for where the economy is today?
Well, the job numbers are really strong, but we have to remember that wage growth just isn't there yet. And so, you know, the president has a lot certainly to be, you know, given his economic policies, there is a lot there to be proud of, I suppose. But there certainly is for the average American. There actually hasn't been that much of a dent in their paycheck. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I'm really looking forward going forward is, are we going to see any wage growth? What does that mean for spending? Of course, gas prices now helping out the cause. Mm-hmm. In a major way over the holiday season and going forward.
Cardiff, deserved or not deserved victory lap?
Only deserves a little bit of credit. Hmm. The Fed deserves some credit. And also remember that the U.S. economy has always been more powerfully cyclical than other advanced economies. So this was a combination of things. He can take credit for, I guess, not screwing it up worse than it already was. And that's, by the way, that's not nothing. Yeah. But I don't think he deserves like a huge amount of credit for the economy getting back to where it is now.
Cardiff Garcia from the blog FT Alphaville and Jolene Kent from Fox Business. Thanks, you guys.